Honourable members, we've got 6 sets of minutes in front of you. There are only 6, so it will be very quick to adopt them. The first one we've got is dated 11th of September. Yeah. Where those are the draft minutes of the proceedings on the briefing by the Department of Higher Education and Training on its 2013-14 first quarter performance report. I will go page by page for any corrections, amendments, and additions that you want to make. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Oh, Prof, your hand was up. For the adoption of the set of these minutes for the 11th of September. Any mover for the adoption? Honorable Chili moves. A seconder. Professor Honorable Maya Tula seconds. Minutes, the draft report of the Portfolio Committee on Higher Education and Training on its oversight visit to KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng on the 15th and 18th of September 2013. Yeah, let's go to that one, that report, page 1.
Background 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, please collect. Our answer here is that.
Not a resulting. Any other thing on page 1? Page 2? Page 3? Page 5.
In page 5, Chair, did Etekwin FET College, 1, 2, 3, 4th bullet. I want us to compare the 4th bullet and the last bullet. The figures there, the first bullet is 10,665. The last bullet is 10,655, which is the better figure there.
So which is the correct one? I'm still going to check on that. Okay, thank you. It will be checked. Page 6.
Second bullet, sir.
Mm-hmm.
The college was among the first colleges. I'm adding S.
Page
7. Labor, chair. The last bullet. A human resource manager of the colleges, not colleague.
Okay.
Page 8. Or the same page, chair. I'm not sure under council. The second bullet, whether it is the college or the council that is establishing the task team. Who establishes the task team? Is it the college? I'm saying, is it the management establishing the task team, or is it the council?
Yeah, it was the serious concern of the council, and that's the council established. And the council.
The second last bullet on the page.
Mm-hmm.
And SRC, safety and security of students in hostel was a challenge for the college. I'm just adding A.
Okay. Page 8.
Page 8, the very first line. Look, lack of extensive information of the link between collective agreements and resolutions. Taken.
It is now.
Yes. And the council, the last bullet. I didn't understand that the council did not have agreement with the department on the use of infrastructure. I don't understand that.
Can you talk to that one?
Yeah, the chairperson of the council mentioned in the meeting that usually the department just came to the college at any given time, and they did not inform the council when they were coming. So maybe I might just recapture that point to reflect exactly what the chairperson of council said.
That one, Annette still is going to look at his notes and work on that sentence to have more meaning. If not, just remove it, it's fine. Any other thing on page 8? Page 9?
Second bullet, chair. Top of page 9. Owing to absence of an institution that supplied FPT colleges with. That's applied, remove that with and put it with FPT colleges, not college. I take you to Mtatana, the last bullet. Placement of students to industries was a challenge. I'm just adding A. I take you to Majuba. The second bullet. The college had a total head count. I'm putting A. Come again. On top. Owing to absence of an institution that supplied FPT colleges with. Oh, I see. FPT college lecturers without an S. Let's take out the S. Oh, I'm correct. Oh, I'm correct. Let's take out the S, yes. Page 10, SRC. I know what that means, SSS. Is it not better to put it there, student support services? Mm. When you just throw it in, somebody won't know what you're talking about. That student support services, third bullet. It was not interpreted, I don't know. Ekurhuleni West. Oh, Ekurhuli. The second bullet. The second bullet. The college's new head office was under construction and would be opened in February 2013. Do we change 2013 to 2014? But that 2013 can't be. That make it 2014.
Yeah.
Let's go to the next bullet, the fourth bullet. All results in 2013 were released. We are still mid-2013. Which result, though? All results in 2013, I'm questioning that 2013. I'm saying, not saying it's correct, but it doesn't make sense to me. That 2013 results were released.
It was mostly 2012.
Second bullet. The markers and moderators were heavily taxed by the South African Reserve revenue. I take out the off services. Though to me doesn't sound again. I don't know how can SARS tax them heavily. I don't know. I would like the context of that, because if that really happened, they are not supposed to be putting here. They must say, SARS, 40% what if you tax bracket. Why charge me 60?
No, the complaint was made. Whether I agreed with or not is another matter. But the context is that when you are a marker and you get paid, it is taken as second salary. So it may change your tax bracket. Mm.
And it is supposed to change
it. Yeah. I think we even debated that, to say there's nothing that can be done. Definitely, they are receiving that money and it needs to be taxed.
Yeah.
So maybe what you should ask is to say...
I hope we corrected it in the minute, because to me it gives us an impression that we also agree with that.
Yeah.
Because if that, at the end of the day, if I'm getting money, like myself, I'm getting money here as a member, I'm getting money as a pensioner. But that pensioner money, it has been taxed on my current percentage. David, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm saying if we have not corrected that in the minutes, it binds us with them that we are agreeing with what they are saying.
That is why I say, let us agree then as a committee, because that was something that was corrected. We talked about it,
yeah.
Just to say, do we need it in the minutes to appear?
Yeah, maybe, Chair, if we could just add that the markers and moderators complained that they were heavily taxed under the current system. That's...
Okay. Any other thing on page 11? Page 12?
Page 12, I'm not sure, because I'm now on Tshwane North. Miss Ndlovu was introduced as Queen. Is that Greek B standing for Queen? Or is there another initial? Under Tshwane North, I'm saying we have Miss B Ndlovu. I know in our last meeting she was introduced as Queen. I don't know whether that is B for Queen. Or there's another, could be another name, I don't know.
Okay. can Annette check on that one?
He has got a good memory. You even remember when I was talking.
He's a professor.
I won't comment further, Prof. But I think you are fighting me, but it's fine. Okay. Anything on page 12? Any other thing on page 12? Prof. All these youngsters are laughing. What's happening?
They don't want me to know Queen.
Any other thing on page 12? Let's go to page 13. Page 14.
The second bullet, sir.
Page 14.
Yes.
Okay.
The Tubamakote campus was mismanaged, and it should be under any FET college or another FET college. I'd rather say it should be in under another FET college.
Okay.
It would sound better to me than any. Do I take you under management?
Can we check, even before you go there, I'm still trying to get the meaning, even before you correct it.
I do know
this. They were concerned that they were currently under something. They wanted to be given to another.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yes. That was the background to that.
They're complaining even of the distance between the two provinces.
Yeah. I think if we can correct it to say that they should be moved to another FET college. They should be moved.
I'm supposed to be moved to MIT now. I have another meeting. Do I take you to management?
Yes.
The 1-3 bullet. The university had 19 research chairs, 220 radio scientists, 100 student club, and 38, I suggest, sports with an R. I suggest clubs, not club.
Sports clubs. Sports clubs. Yeah. Okay. Anything on page, another thing on page 14? Let's go to page 15. Page 16.
I take you to Academic Staff Association. The second bullet. The recent survey of academics at the university, which the union conducted earlier. I want to put earlier before this.
Page
17. FET College is the third bullet. The delays in the appointment, not on but off new. The second last bullet. A request on the review of the current funding model to cater for the needs of the rural college. That does not mean anything to me. It seems there's something, I don't know what that statement means. It's just hanging there.
Mm-hmm. Anele will work on that one.
The next bullet, that last bullet there, the very first line. In terms of NSFAS allocation, at all the colleges received less than what they projected for. I'd rather say, let's take off away the four, what they projected. The second last line in the same page, use their own direction in dividing the award to fully pay tuition fees.
Did we change bullet 5 on page 17?
Bullet 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No, we didn't. What do I have to change?
It was noted that the college's employees should just be college employees.
College employees, okay. College employees, okay. Thank you. Page 18.
The very first or second line there. Says many students were funded in contributed to high rate of absenteeism, poor student attention, and pass rates. I'd rather say a low pass rate. The second bullet. The last sentence, it was also noted that the DHET and UMALUS were recalling the issued certificates due to errors. I would rather say some. I don't think they are calling all the certificates. I'm suggesting recalling some of the issued certificates, unless we know that they are calling all of them. 1, 2, 3, 4. It emerged that students had a serious challenge of receiving textbooks and other learning material late from colleges. I'm not sure whether we should put in the province there, but if we feel like, let's leave it, maybe. Can I take you to the last bullet, rural colleges? Were unable to establish partnership owing to lack of industries.
Okay, let's go to page 19.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 bullet. Term of college councils. The next bullet, it reported, I would rather say it was reported that the minister, it was, I'm adding was, I need some reminding here. The very same bullet. It was reported that the minister failed to adopt the schedule in terms of Public Finance Management Act, and council members were not serving the sector without being remunerated. Are we saying the council members in the FET College have to be remunerated? I'm talking now as a former council member of a university. Is there something that says if you're a council member, you must be remunerated? Is that what I say? Because that's what this means. I don't know that PMF, whatever. I want just to be reminded. Is that what we're meaning? Is that what we understand? That council members of 850 colleges have to be paid?
Okay, Mampako, we'll talk to that one.
No, this is what the council chair said, that they are saving and they are not being given any money for that. They're doing it voluntarily.
That is not what the statement says. It is referring to some PMF which is not being used in order to pay them.
What page are you on now?
Page 19, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, seventh bullet. Page 19, 7th bullet. It gives some authenticity because it says the Public Finance Management Act. It seems there's something there in that act that says council members must be paid. I'm just checking that. Is that true? And this is going to repeat it later. Maybe can there are people check on that? Really, I don't understand. I don't want to believe that is.
I don't remember. But you see, the other thing, Chairperson, I'm as to the allegations that they are making, we can tabulate them without saying whether we agree or disagree. But my problem comes, that's why I thought Prof was already on page 22. Because on page 22 now we are recommending that the minister should look into the request of the remuneration. That's why I have a problem, because I don't think they should be remunerated. But as to that allegation in page 19, I can live with it because that's what they said.
Did they say the PFM blah 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 something? And we should be understanding what PFM is saying. Chair, in 21, the very third paragraph, the last sentence there in the third paragraph. Although the university exercised swift action in dealing with the sexual harassment, it was advised to strengthen its internal policies to prevent the image of the institution. Why don't we safeguard it and not prevent it? I'm trying to put that in some context to safeguard or to maintain or to whatever, not to prevent it. The second last bullet. The representative body of private colleges should brief the committee on allegation paper. Shall we make that an illegal paper? Yes, something like that. Can we change that and rephrase it? That 22, I put a question mark again on that second bullet. Can't we just take that out? The last one, outstanding certificates. It says the delay in the release of outstanding certificate was long overdue, as if we need it now. We need this delay now. I'm suggesting that we just say the release of outstanding certificate is long overdue. It is the release, not the delay. I'm taking out the delay. The first bullet, I'm just taking the first line, inconsistency in the payment of benefits due to workers of FT colleges remained a serious for labor, you know. Let's say it remains serious for labor union. The second bullet under administration, the second line, we do have that student support services in the second line, but it is now two S's. You see the second line? Leaving students without the service of the student service, student support. I'm saying let us put the three S's there.
Inconsistencies, the payment of benefit, where it says the minister should ensure that outstanding collective agreements are signed so that workers may be paid what is due to them. You can't have a collective agreement that is not signed. If it is not signed, it is not an agreement. I'm trying to understand what you are saying here. I'm not sure whether the problem was not the implementation of collective agreements, not the signature. I think the complaint was that there are collective agreements, but they are not being implemented, so they are not being paid. It was not about signatures, because if there is no signature, it means there are no agreements.
Yeah, 23. Yeah. On MCV and curriculum review, the integration of learners with grade 9 and learners with grade 12. I think we're supposed to say the integration of learners with grade 9 and grade 12. Is that correct? Yeah. 24. The minister should consider a bridging course.
I don't understand what we are seeing here, Honorable Chairperson. This one of bridging courses for those who...
Is it a
bridging course, Honorable Chairperson? A course that you introduce, let's say I've passed this course, I want to do that one, but there is a perceived gap, so I'm assisted to bridge in order to go the other side. I'm not sure whether we are not talking about skills programs for those who cannot cope with the academic part. But if we say bridging course, it's as if they are unable to do something, there must be, you introduce a course to push them the other side. Maybe the question would be whether one agrees with the recommendation, whether you need a course for that, or you need remedial teaching, or you need additional teaching. Let's conceptualize a course between grade 9 and NCV.
Okay, let us see. The argument was,
That's sorry for the dialogue, no. But if we're talking about the intervention, is that really a ministerial responsibility? We want the minister to intervene. I agree that there might be a problem, but whether this is a minister should intervene and offer extra lessons, and I don't know. Whether it's an issue that requires legislation, I'm not sure. Whether it's an issue that requires changing policy, I'm not sure. It's more administrative. I agree, but I'm just saying, is the minister the person that we should be talking to about this particular problem?
Yeah. I think I want to agree with the Honorable President, because that's not the responsibility, even if you needed a bridging course, it's institutional-based. And in this case, maybe we can be comfortable if they were talking of student support programs to support them academically. In a university, we'll have academic support programs that will support students in relation to some of this problem. But I don't know how do you structure that in an FET type of arrangement. It can be a student support program by institutions or FET colleges. Thank you.
Participation of the minutes of 9. I'm looking at the other guests here on 8. On 8, among our other guests, we have Ms. Kay Barlow. In all the following minutes, is she referred to as an intern? As intern? I'm on page 1 of 8. Yes, and say under other guests, we have there Ms. K. Barlow as other guest. I'm saying in all other minutes, 10, 11, you name it, she's referred to as an intern. I'm trying to check, what is she? Is she an intern? Or if she is, I'm suggesting that we start here calling her intern and put her under staff, our staff, not under other. paragraph 3.
On introduction, Chairperson welcomed all members and guests. Members is a capital M, and guests is a small g.
As members
should be small.
As members were big, were capital.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. And guests are not.
Yes. Because we are members of Parliament, not just members. Paragraph 3. Paragraph 3, say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The last bullet there. It says the procurement of goods and services worth more than blah, 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 without obtaining three goods was highlighted as a serious breach of supply chain management policy. We should be guarded by the leadership. I'm concerned about that guarded. I don't want a guard there. Could let's monitor or do whatever. Is monitor is good? Is there another phrase we can use?
I thought you could say something that needs to be prevented.
Oh. I think that first bullet needs to rephrase. It was resolved that students who no longer needed NSFAS bursary should not be credited the initial claim of NSFAS bursary. It means something, but as it is there, it is. Because if you have another bursary, you don't qualify for them. You are given bursary because you have nothing. If I apply for bursary, I get three bursaries. And I think this is what this is trying to say. But it says they should not be credited the initial claim.
The issue is that students, they actually get NSFAS bursary, and then during the academic year, they also get another bursary from maybe external sponsor, and then sometimes NSFAS will pay back the money to students. So the committee said that should stop. So maybe we should rephrase it.
Yes, and I do understand what it means, but the way it is put there, because basically they don't qualify. Once you have a bursary, you are no longer poor, therefore you can't get any money. Can rephrase that. I go to 5 report responses. NSFAS aim to increase their upfront payment to higher education and training institutions by 30% in 2014. I'd rather increase it to 30%. Otherwise, it's going to be 37 now, to be 7 plus 30.
I thought that's what they said. I may be mistaken. Because at the moment, the amount upfront payment I thought is 30%.
It is 7 now.
Oh, it's 7%. Oh, yeah, okay.
The fourth bullet. The high staff turnover was as a result of certain employees not willing to be part. I'm adding be part. I'm supposed to be in energy now. The third bullet. was noted with concern that the department did not have an editorial board for publication, which delayed the publication. I'm suggesting that after that board, we take away for publication. If it doesn't have an editorial board, which delayed the publication of the newsletter. Last line, minutes, space, or last line on that page. Just space it, otherwise it's going to be minutes or. Just a space. Did not consider any previous minutes or reports. In mind, it is. Oh, am I having a wrong minute? First bullet. Duties assigned offer to lease a new building. It would move to the new officer. Let's change R to S. I'm trying to, the very first bullet, to me that is too wide, Stephen. I'm not sure what it means. The comment noted with concern that the department took too long to realize that the position of the college was bad. I don't know what could be the background to that. Because as soon as it put the administrator there, to me it meant they realized that it was, when we say it was too long to realize, I don't understand it. I was there, but I don't understand that. To me, I'll throw that phrase out. Because by me putting in an administrator, it means you realize that things are bad. That's why I would have to be convinced now that it became in a mess in 2007. And they only put an administrator 5 years later. Unless somebody tells me that, I'll agree that it took too long. I don't remember this. I don't even know who said this. I was in the meeting.
No, it was said by Dr. Bosman. Unfortunately, he's not here.
Page 2, there's a correct statement, but I'm only on the third bullet. The community advised administrators to facilitate the election process of new SRC and disband the interim SRC. Now, let's leave it. That's correct. That's what I said. But to me, it's exams now. They are writing. They are going home. I don't see the. Let's go to the very last bullet. The committee wanted to know the relationship between the administrators and the governance structure of the college. When we say governance, we normally refer to governance as council. Since this is under administration, it does not have a council. Therefore, cannot be a relationship between it and its governance structure, unless we mean something else. Page 2. Paragraph 3, the very last bullet. The committee wanted to know the relationship between the administrators and the governance structure. I'm saying, when you say governance, to me, you mean council. Since that institution is under administration, there's no council. Or if we do that, but as it stands now, it means something different. Page 3 again, the third bullet. The governance structure of the college were calling for the... I'm saying, let's spell that out again. Well, once you say governance structure, what comes into my mind is council.
Sorry, I was not here, so maybe I might be speaking from a vacuum of sorts. The under 3, the third bullet from the bottom, the administrator was requested, or the second line, the committee was advise the administrator to fast track the disciplinary process of the principal and other. Is it the duty to administrators have such powers?
Which bullet is it?
Under 3 on page 2.
Yeah.
The second from the bottom. The penultimate one.
That the committee advise the administrator to fast track the disciplinary process.
I thought the function belonged to the employer, the department.
The indication by the administrators was that they had those powers.
Actually, what confuses me even in that is that they were still awaiting the forensic report. Without the forensic report, there's nothing they could do. Because the implicated people, their implication is contained in the forensic, which has not been released. Again, that was confusing because they said the suspended principal came back and was messing things up by his or her very presence. But to be kicked out, it's theoretical that he embezzled funds, did what, without the forensic report, seems there's not much that can be done. Hence, the anxiety that the sooner this forensic is given out, the better to arm. And the administrator was saying, once that happens, even the unions are beating on his shoulders to do something, but he cannot without a forensic report.
It still begs the question, if the principal who was suspended is back and the administrator is complaining, it shows that it's not the administrator who suspends or lifts suspension. Because the administrator will simply say to the fellow, you are suspended, go away. So the powers might be resting somewhere.
The administrator is not usually given. The reason why a council is disbanded, the administrator would have the power, the elements of the power of governance and also of management. Meaning it becomes the chief. It becomes the management and governance. He runs everything. I remember in the situation, I think we asked about UNITRA sometime. The department said the governance authority and also the management one then is put in the office of the administrator. Meaning the administrator, if it's like that, because the purpose of the administrator is to restructure the university or any institution, any other institution. Now, if he's powerless to take action against individuals, meaning he can might not be able to do so. Therefore, I think, if I understand it very clearly, he has that authority. That's why, but the problem in this case is that, and the thing is correct, you can't charge people without evidence. There must be something. Therefore, the forensic audit was needed to do the actual investigation and come with results, and then action can be taken after that. Usually, those actions that are taken after evidence have been collected, they are better than those ones that are taken from the head.
I know that we might be straddling between the dispensation at universities and the dispensation at FET colleges. Because at FET colleges, people are employed in terms of an act of parliament. At universities, they are employed in terms of the statute of that university. Because even if a council was in existence, can a council discipline at an FET college? And my submission is no, because they are not the employer. The employer is the department. We may just have to go investigate that. I know that there might be a thin line between what an administrator can do, because like we say, indeed, it takes over the powers of governance. But can a college council discipline a person? The answer is no. They're almost like an SGB. I'm sorry to really downgrade them. They can recommend that and produce evidence that a person must be charged. A person they become complainants, in other words.
On the last one, Chair, on same page 3, the last bullet, just above 5, the previous financial year financial statements were available and would be prepared concurrently and submitted to the AG in 2014. I want to take out the concurrent. Let us just allow them to be prepared. Sir, I had a static we started at 5:30. Can I run now? Thank you.